With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal death row about to become much less crowded. President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 of the 40 death row inmates. About the three who remain, who they are and why they're there.
Surviving Boston Marathon bomber Zokar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof for the 2015 slayings of nine members of Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers for the 2018 attack against Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, which claimed the lives of 11 congregants.
Correspondent George Williams says they remain under a death sentence. President Biden has changed the sentence of the 37 others to life in prison. Also at SRNNews.com, some tough talk from Panama's president after President-elect Trump suggested the U.S. might try to reclaim the Panama Canal, so much of it controlled by communist China.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino says the Panama Canal is Panama's.
Cada metro cuadrado.
Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its surroundings belongs to Panama and will continue to belong to Panama. The sovereignty and independence of our country are non-negotiable. The United States built the canal in the early 1900s. Washington relinquished control of the waterway during the Jimmy Carter administration. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump says one of his top priorities will be to repair, revive, and rev up the U.S. economy.
We had the greatest economy in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, frankly, and we did things that nobody could have done, and we're going to do them even better now.
And Mr. Trump says he'll also start addressing the border crisis on day one of his second term in the White House. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 110 points, NASDAQ futures 96 points higher. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's attorney general says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the cost of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for those behind bars. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to pay for sex change operations. This is SRN News. One country in southeastern Europe is banning a Chinese-owned video-sharing app.
Albania's prime minister says the ban on TikTok his government's announced was not a rushed reaction to a single incident. Prime Minister Edi Rama adds the government will shut down TikTok for 1 year, accusing the popular video service of inciting violence and bullying, especially among children. Authorities have held over 1,000 meetings in Albania with teachers and parents since the November stabbing death of a teenager by another teen after a quarrel that started on social media apps. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China says a plan by the Philippines to deploy mid-range missiles would be a provocative move. Philippine Army official says the military plans to acquire a mid-range system to defend the country's territory amid tension with China in the South China Sea. The U.S. deployed mid-range missiles in the northern Philippines in April. More details, SRNNews.com.